Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to Waiting on Reparations, a production of iHeartRadio.
Yo, yo,
hey,
yo.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
It's Dope Knife.
It's Lingua Franca.
And we are waiting on reparations.
Hurry up, yo.
We are the show bridging the gap between hip-hop and politics. You know how we do. It's been a long time.
I should have left you without it.
Dope rhyme tattoo.
How you been? No, you.
I've been good. I mean, we haven't seen each other since that show that we did here.
We did have an excellent show down in Savannah a couple weekends ago.
I was seeing the highlights of your tour. I've been well since then. I've been well. I'm rested because I just gotten off the tour when you were getting ready to
show.
So I'm rested. I'm actually, you know how it goes when you're on the road and then you're like, man, I can't wait to get home. And then you're back home. And you're like, man, I'm tired of looking at all this. I want to go back out.
I'm bored. Yeah. My life is a shambles. Tour.
So what about you, Miss PhD?
Yes, I defended my dissertation a week ago. It feels like it was months ago, because probably I just blacked out the entire experience because it was terrifying. But yeah, so I am a doctor now, so that's crazy. But yeah, and then I've been touring Birmingham, D.C., Asheville, Savannah, obviously. And I just had a West Coast tour announced like yesterday.
Oh, that's what's up. Who you going out with?
I'm going out with a band called Holy F word. Oh. Yeah. No, they're really dope. But we're going from like Vancouver down to San Diego.
How many dates?
10.
You said next week?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. You just get added on that.
Yeah. So I'm excited though. Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, it is election day today in Georgia, all across the state. And we are having some decent voter turnout from what I hear.
We are, yeah. And so there's been a lot of conversation like, oh, voter suppression wasn't that bad. But it's like, one, people are livid that their votes are trying to be taken away from them. And so they're coming out in greater numbers. One survey showed that Georgians believe their vote matters, like to a degree that is higher than anywhere else in the country. Like Georgians really believe. Yeah, like folks in the state really believe their vote matters, like more so.
Well, I mean,
given the drama, yeah. And so we got people who were like really motivated to vote because they really feel like it counts and it matters more so than anywhere else in the country. And then we've had tons of organizers, people like the New Georgia Project and Fair Fight and Black Voters Matter, et cetera, registering tons of voters. I mean, like, we got, obviously, everyone's familiar with Stacey Abrams running for governor. We have the opportunity to expand Medicaid under her governorship. There's, like, tons and tons of uninsured Georgians. We have, like, one of the lowest insured rates in the country. And then one of the highest maternal mortality rates, too. And so, like, that alone could be world-altering for so many people. But yeah, a lot of folks getting out to vote today, feeling excited, feeling empowered. Cool. So on the topic of Medicaid and health insurance and our health generally, in this episode, we've teamed up with 23andMe for a conversation.
For a conversation about DNA testing. Now, you hear 23andMe, you hear us say DNA testing, you're thinking, but guys, we already heard you do that episode about ancestry and things like that. That's not really what we're talking about today. You see, it's not necessarily limited to your ancestry. Like DNA testing can be used to gain insight on one's own health, certain things that you may be at risk for, and it can equip you with the information that you need, and it can equip you with the information that you need to make the necessary changes and live your best life, you know?
So it can alert you to your risk of type 2 diabetes, macular degeneration, try to keep your eye health good, celiac disease, if you might be at higher risk for chronic kidney disease, late onset Alzheimer's, which definitely is something I'm thinking about having you know, multiple incidences of it in my family. But then you can see if you're at higher risk of Parkinson's, atrial defibrillation, which is, you know, kind of like irregular heartbeat. There's all kinds of stuff. Eczema, like there's all sorts of things that you can discover.
And to kick it off, we're going to start by recapping the story of legendary hip hop producer J Dilla.
Revisiting some of J Dilla's story with his own health, as well as preventative healthcare broadly and the power of knowing about the DNA.
Yeah, now we've definitely mentioned J Dilla on the show before. Just to recap you, so J Dilla was diagnosed with an incurable blood disease around 2002. Yep. In 2005, he underwent intensive treatment. I do believe he was misdiagnosed a couple times. And 29 out of 31 tracks from Dilla's last album, Donuts, were actually recorded in his hospital bed. He's using the Boss SP-303 sampler and a small 45 record player that his friends bought him. And it was released on his 32nd birthday. And I mean, you can't overstate the importance of that J Dilla album, Donut.
No, zero.
You remember the first time you heard that?
I was mind blown. It was around the same time I was like a pretty young person. It was around the same time I discovered like MF Doom and cats like that. That really expanded my idea of what hip hop can be. And, you know, sonically, and also resonated with a lot of how I initially got into hip hop, like through like Adult Swim cartoons at night. They play like a lot of lo-fi sort of like a lot of samples drawing from an earlier era, very nostalgic sounding. And so
he was revolutionary with it.
And so, yeah, when I heard Donuts for a time, I was like, oh, my God, like hip hop is can be so much.
I mean, he influenced countless people. Like, he pretty much like influenced hip hop producers, jazz musicians. He's partially responsible for like neo soul as a genre. And as far as the people that he's worked with, I mean, you're talking Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, Common,
everybody,
Erykah Badu, Questlove from the Roots, like everybody. So J Dilla is like a prolific producer.
But we lost him early on, 32 years old.
So Dilla was uninsured at the time, and he didn't seek care until he was sick. And there's disproportionate rates of heart disease, cancer, diabetes in the Black community that could be mitigated if folks knew that they're at risk and they felt, you know, in charge of their own health.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, so many people, even if you have insurance, you know, just don't go to a doctor until they're sick. And
especially in the hip hop community and the Black community, it's definitely like an issue. I mean, there's like a laundry list of preventative cares that you can take, right? Like you can eat, you can change your diet, you can change your lifestyle and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if the more information that you have about, you know, your health, the more equipped you are when misfortune does arrive, and you do have to go into the healthcare system.
Or, you know, even in fortunate times, to think about, like, I had multiple hospitalizations last year while I was pregnant. And, you know, that's a very exciting thing. A little scary, but, you know, going through something that you're really stoked about. But even, you know, when you're in the hospital, my experience, I feel like it's also the same for a lot of people. It feels like choices are just made for you. Like, you go in and they're like, we got to run these tests and we're going to do this treatment and this and that. This is the plan. And so I think it's important for people to feel empowered to say, like, hey, I want information about this. I know I'm at risk for X, Y, Z. Let's talk about that. So they can really take control of those conversations where, you know, the power dynamic feels very imbalanced, where, like, you're talking to these medical experts who are like, you know, they got the game plan versus you. That it's just like, you're just there because you care about your health and you want to be well. But coming into that conversation, like, yo, I know what I'm going to ask about. I know what my concerns are. I'm going to speak up for myself. Is an important part of really taking advantage of like preventative healthcare and getting the health outcomes that you want to see. So having.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was just going to add, like, I also have like a personal experience with that. My father is similar to J Dilla's situation where he got diagnosed with a kidney condition, and we found it out too late, and he didn't really act on it until he was sick. And I remember the ins and outs of the hospital and the testing and trying to figure out what was wrong with him. You know, by the time we even, you know, they could pinpoint what the actual issue was, it was almost too late.
Yeah, but I mean, thankfully there are opportunities to, with certain conditions, have insight into how your DNA can affect your likelihood for developing those conditions. And then you can, you know, be more empowered to make healthier choices that can improve in improve your quality of life. I think learning those lessons from our experiences, your experience with your dad, my experience in the hospital a bunch of times last year, definitely attest how important it is to take that proactive step. And like, if you can learn a little something about yourself, something about your likelihood for different conditions, you can, like, you know, make more informed and empowered choices. So, sure. I mean, like, I had another personal experience as well. You know, my father lost my grandmother, his mother, to Alzheimer's. He was her primary caregiver at that time, and is currently the primary caregiver for his partner, my stepmom, who also has Alzheimer's. And I've seen up close the way this impacts a family, having dealt with like really strong emotions, observing, you know, my stepmother's mental state evolve in the years since her diagnosis. But luckily, my parents are runners, and being physically active is really central to their lives, which has been found to help prevent and slow cognition impacts. So knowing that early, knowing that you have an increased likelihood of developing something like Alzheimer's, you can start off early on, you know, running, being physically active, and making those lifestyle changes that can actually, you know, completely change the course of your life, you know, if you just have that info early on. So
same thing with knowing if you're at risk with breast cancer, getting regular checkups and screenings, and, you know, again, adjusting your diets to know that you're at risk of heart disease. Now, it is, you know, important that we remind you, like, DNA testing isn't it in itself like recommending a treatment.
Yeah, so on the topic of breast cancer, the 23andMe BRCA1 and BRCA2 genetic health risk report is intended for use with adults to report three genetic variants in the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes associated with a higher risk of developing breast, ovarian, and prostate cancer. The report doesn't include variants in other genes linked to hereditary cancer, so it's not intended to diagnose any disease or tell you about your overall risk of developing a disease. It's not intended to determine any treatments. And of course, you know, your results should be confirmed in a clinical setting before taking any medical, any medical action. So it's not a substitute for visits to healthcare professionals, for recommended screenings or appropriate follow-up. It can just kind of prompt you to consider lifestyle changes, what you want to talk about with your doctor. But ultimately, you know, it's important to go see a doctor and talk to them about, you know, various things you're concerned about.
Now, speaking of these 23andMe reports and DNA testing in general as a topic, like, what are your general thoughts about that?
I mean, like, thinking back to pregnancy once again, if I had known that I was at increased risk for gestational diabetes while pregnant, that would at least have unsettled, or at least would have settled some of the uncertainty of, like, simply not knowing. When I went in to get my, you know, blood tests, and I was, like, really nervous, like, that uncertainty was almost as bad as a lot of the other health stuff I was going through. But again, I'm sorry, I don't know if you caught that yelling in the background. But again, like, having that knowledge and feeling empowered, like, okay, like, I could kind of imagine some different potentialities here and be able to have frank conversations with my doctors around that. That would have felt great, but, you know, I got through it, so I hope other people don't have to deal with that same thing. But
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's be frank about it. You know, we're both sitting here and we haven't taken the test ourselves for this episode's sake. It was something that we both needed more data and more information on. And, you know, everyone has their reasons of being skittish or jittery with giving, you know, just being frank with you, handing over your DNA to a big company or something like that. So that's generally is my hesitation. in doing it, is the fear of that, and then the fear of my privacy, and the fear of, you know, like, we talk about finding out our data, and it's just like wanting to make sure that your data is in the right hands, you know, and that it actually is your data. That's like a personal fear that I've had that was an obstacle in doing this, because, you know, like when we were approached for this, we were asked if we wanted to take the test. I didn't take it for that reason, and I gotta say that through the course of everything that we've read and everything that we've been looking at, I actually feel more comfortable with it now, and I actually do think I'm gonna go get the report done after this for all of the reasons that we've talked about. I'm not a spring chicken of an MC. You know, like, the whole thing with being like a rapper and MC and being in hip-hop, this sense of invulnerability, you know, and because it's such a youthful thing, you can kind of get swept up in thinking that you're going to be young forever and that, you know, you're going to be fine and nothing's going to hurt you, and not taking your health seriously. And again, you know, it's not something that you should just think about when you're getting older, but like we've been saying, this is all about preventative measure and preventative care. So the sooner that you start looking into things like that, even if you don't go the route of finding out your DNA, but if you take a proactive step in your health and maintaining it and making sure that you're in the, you know, the best condition that you possibly can be in, that's always important.
Yeah, you know, like, people tell you all the time, oh, you need to eat right, oh, you need to exercise, oh, you need to keep your blood pressure down and limit your sugar. But when you have, like, a concrete reason, like, oh, I know I'm at an increased risk for this, like, that can really get you going. Like, okay, I really do need to hit the gym. I do need to be, I don't know, drinking more water or whatever it is. Because it's not this abstract, you know, just people bombarding you with advice you didn't ask for. It's, like, really tied to your personal life. And so, I mean, I think that's a big benefit. And I totally understand why, particularly within, you know, the circles where we move, there's a lot of just medical hesitancy generally. Yeah. You know, just given the legacy of things like, just there's I don't even want to get into it, because, like, there's mad crazy things that have happened in our history, in our past, that make people like, I don't know about doctors though. But, you know, putting that information directly into your hands, so you can decide what to do with it. It's not necessarily like, you know, whatever you gotta do with your doctor. If you don't like going to see a doctor, I get it, you should go. But if you take that information and at least start making different choices in your personal life with regards to your diet, with regards to your exercise, like, there you go. You know, that's empowerment right there. But that definitely drove a little bit of my, you know, concern at first. Like, I don't know, doctors, medicine. I was like, you know, like I was saying about being in the hospital, it's just been so nerve-wracking to, like, and overwhelming to, like, take control of my health. But I kind of get it now, you know, like.
No, I was going to add on to that. Like, for people who haven't been in the, like, healthcare system and haven't had to deal with it yet, it's one of those things where it's like you don't know till you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you're in it, shoot, the more information that you're armed with, the easier it is to get through. I'm not saying it's easy at all, but it's like, the more that you know about your own health, it can save you so much time and money and, like, to be honest with you, heartache, you know?
Yeah, I mean, being, like, for, like, I think probably, like, 90% of the time, being in the hospital is, like, one of the lower points of a person's life, right? Like, nobody wants to be there unless you're like, yeah, I'm having a baby, I'm so excited. But think about the fact that that medical hesitancy, that, you know, people don't want to go to the ER, people don't want to get these, you know, blood tests and things. If you are proactive about lifestyle choices, you can avoid that larger unpleasantness of being in the hospital because you know, had a condition that ran unchecked and now it's really, really adversely impacting you. So on the flip side, it's like, you know, I don't know about this because, like, of, like, skepticism about doctors and hospitals, but having this information can help you avoid deep entanglements with it. If you really want to, like, all right, I'm gonna get my life right, I'm gonna do what I need to for myself, for my health, for my family, who wants me to live a happy and full life, right? So that's kind of cool.
So yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody has to do what's right for them and everybody has to do what's comfortable for them. This is just one of different avenues that you can look into on this particular issue of your health. DNA testing is not the be all and end all. And also, you know, you might even be thrown off because we're talking about 23andMe and you're thinking, well, I thought that was ancestry and whatnot. And it's, you know, you can do more with the knowledge of your DNA than just find out who, you know, what your ancestry is. And that's part of what this is all about. It's just a tool.
Black people are at higher risk of diabetes, heart disease, sickle cell cancer. I mean, these are all reasons to be proactive about it. And also, and I'm sure Mariah will agree with me on this, we're advocates of mental health. And in our communities, we have a laundry list of things that we're stressing about and that we're worried about from day to day. And don't think for a second that your health concerns aren't adding on to that.
So it's important also to consider, I think, the relationship between our physical health and our overall well-being, inclusive of mental health. And so being able to, like, go in and have that empowered conversation can have, you know, I don't know, like, a sense of, like, self-esteem. I don't want to say building, but you know what I mean? Like, you feel a little more empowered. You feel a little more confident because you're armed with information. I feel like, you know, I think that's, like, a universal principle. If you're going into something like, all right, I got this information to draw off of, like, preparation itself for whatever it is that you have to deal with. I think I've definitely, you know, going back to the example of pregnancy, there's so much uncertainty, so many things, you're just not, and it's not just like the physical toll of, my knees are aching or whatever. It's like mentally, it takes a lot out of you.
But, you know, it's always easier to talk about things when you wrap them. At least for me. What about you, Mariah? You feel like we could bring this home?
I suppose I am a rapper. But I guess this is the big test of time. If I can rap about DNA knowledge, I can rap about anything. So let's get it.
Oh.
Ooh. We over here waiting on reparations. I'm tired of taking all of these little adventures. I'm trying to take a week off, visit my cardiologist, my dentist, get my blood pressure checked, get a mental refresher. The uncertainty is a pretty quirky thing, but love, long and prosper, suffer an injury. Am I drinking too much PBR? Should I cut Puritan? How's my blood sugar? Should I stop eating Burger King? Never know when the story's going, it's the guarantee. But never ever need to be scared because see, a little bit of knowledge can empower you to prepare to eat your carrots, do some layups, whatever it takes to stay up. It isn't fate, but there's some indicators there from day one. A lot of information hidden right under the radar. Spark a conversation, some contemplation, some lifestyle changes. I don't know, it's up to you. So what you gonna, what you gonna, what you gonna, what you gonna do?
Yo. Waiting on reparations, it's obviously fresh. A podcast where hip-hop and politics connect. I know everybody tough and they beating on their chest, but I'm worried about your health, you better go get you a check. Get some PSA, Alzheimer's and diabetes be in play, but don't be afraid to go and let them check your DNA. If you dive in deep, you find the factors that you need to change so you can see a doctor or just cut back off the E&J. I don't even play, I'm about to go and just be selfish. Get me a report and see just if I got a health risk, cause when they be creeping up, they move on the stealth tip, and with the knowledge I can see somebody who can help it. But make your own decision with whatever you choose. I understand the reservations I was hesitant to, but when I looked into the subject and I learned what they do, it made me comfortable enough to go and learn me the truth. Aw shucks, we gotta leave, this was fun as it could be, and that's why we did a team up with 23andMe. Dope Knife and Lingua Franca, or they call Mariah P, and she did a dissertation and she got her PhD, and I didn't do none of that, but I am an MC and I'm dotting all my eyes and I'm crossing on my T's. What? Told you they ain't knowing what they facing. Take care of yourself. Love, waiting on reparations. Yeah. Dope. Yo. This is Dope Knife.
This is Lingua Franca.
And you have been listening to Waiting on Reparations.
Have a great week.
If you liked our story, check out what Oscar Ramirez has to say about his journey to health discovery on The Daily Dive with Oscar Ramirez. You can find his episode on the Spit feed, on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update.
This week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.